Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris.
I promise I'm louder in person. I'm glad we're working this time.
All right, guys. We have time for one more Chris Emma. This will be the last one.
Well, Coach, just say the word, and I'll get my technique fine-tuned and ready for your offensive line.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Let's go up to Hallis Hall because apparently it was hot. People were bothered. It was a long practice. Folks were fighting. There's a whole thing. And Chris Emma saw it all. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Emma, what do you know?
Boys, what's up? Yeah, it was one of those days today. It was a physical, tough, intense practice. And that was by design. Ben Johnson spoke to us before practice and made it clear. He goes, this is going to be a big day for the guys. And he kind of had a wry smile going. And now we know it was designed for short yardage work on offense. You know what that means? That means running the ball a lot. That means physical plays. That means guys bunching up on each other. It was live tackling today, which I've not seen it. I'll just tell you, like, it's my 11th training camp I've seen, 11th year on the beat. I've not seen a practice as physical and intense as this. And it's different. A lot of coaches prefer no live tackling, prefer to keep things lighter, to preserve bodies. Ben Johnson wanted them to get after today, and that's exactly what they did.
Man, that's amazing, Chris. Good summation. And I'm thinking of all the different old football heads I've worked for or with at this radio station. Right, Lawrence?
You're thinking about Doug Buffon right now.
I'm thinking about Doug Buffon, but I'm also thinking about Dan McNeil back in the day, or I'm thinking about Hamp when you were working with him, and all these guys saying, like, why don't they hit anymore? Like, what's wrong with practice
it's football,
these days?
Mister.
That's right. It's football, mister.
Look, there are a lot of people who even newer school former Bears would tell you that you have to tackle to work on tackling.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be tackled to work on enduring tackling. Mm-hmm. So good stuff, Emma. And I imagine that some of the players liked it too.
You better believe it. Yeah, Tyreek Stevens spoke to us right after practice. He had a big old smile going. He just feel good about this practice. And so here's Tyreek Stevenson. Here's his reaction to practice today.
I feel like that's what we should practice like every day. That's the message the team shot to us. The coaching staff and everybody, that's what we need to see out of every day to be a championship defense and a championship offense. So moving forward, that's what we want to see at practice.
What was Ben's message at the end when you guys all circled up?
We working. We putting money in the bank every day. This league don't know what's coming for him because we put in daily deposits every day. He kept it short and simple because that's what it is. Everybody show up here to work day in and day out.
You guys looked, the defense looked specifically really
ready for a confrontation today as soon as we walked out there from the start. Is that indicative of how you guys were feeling going into it?
I wouldn't say confrontation. It's just, you know, amp the practice. Yesterday we had a little off day. You know, we weren't expecting it. So, you know, as a defense, we felt good to come out there and get the message across to the offense that, you know, it's time to practice. So that's pretty much that's what it was. And our coaches let us know that what type of day it was, and we just executed.
So not just tackling, I'd assume, Lawrence, but some of the hand fighting that Dennis Allen cornerbacks have to play with, and both Tyreek and Jalen, when he's healthy, love to play that way.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because I want to ask Emma about this. Is it a lock that Tyreek Stevenson is the number two corner on this team?
It's not. We're going to get to that one. That's an interesting one. That's been on my mind a bunch today. But Roschon Johnson was part of that physicality. I counted four different fights, I believe it was, today. Like, legit fights, not like pushing and shoving. There was plenty of that as well. The most notable was Roschon Johnson and Jonathan Owens. Jonathan Owens pushed the ball away from Roschon Johnson, who then threw it at Owens, and they got into it. The two of them got pulled aside. So you're going to hear from Roschon Johnson now how that went out for him, and he was not thrilled.
This camp, football, hot, tempers flare, getting competitive, that's all it was.
Anything you took exception to in that particular sequence?
Exception?
Anything that bothered you and kind of made you throw the ball at him?
Nah, it's just, like I said, it's football. You compete at a high level, stuff like that's bound to happen. So,
practice felt elevated today. From the time that you've been, is that the most intense practice you've been a part of?
Yeah, probably definitely one of them. Yeah, like I said, it was one of those days. It was short yardage goal line, and it's a hat on a hat. So, yeah, it was definitely an intense one.
I see what you did there, Chris. You played the guy who loved it, the guy who didn't really like it that much. I mean, that's
At the end of practice, like, you know, a lot of times your coaches say, get up, they're getting guys' faces, don't push and shove. Like, Ben Johnson seemed to be like the scene from the Joker with that smile on his face and like fires all around him. Like, he was loving this. This is what he wanted today. He wanted these guys getting after it. They gathered together after practice. We're all kind of listening in if there's going to be like, well, I don't want to see that ever again. It was none of that. Like, he loved the competition out there. Today was by design, and that's a young head coach really testing his football team.
Chris, Roschon, to me, like, I liked watching him on God's Play last year. And he obviously can be a good blocker, but he always, to me, looks a little bit slow attacking the hole, like very deliberate. And it's hard for me to picture him in a Ben Johnson offense because of that. What has it looked like to you when you've got a chance to look at Roschon running the ball in this offense?
You got a dose of it today with the short yardage work in particular. I think the key for Roschon Johnson is just being used appropriately. And the sequence I always go back to, guys, is that disastrous goal to go in Indianapolis where they ran three straight times, ended with a 12-yard loss for DeAndre Swift. Roschon was not using that. Like, he's here to be a power back. Like, you kind of know what he is at this point, but they did not use him properly at all. And I think the sense is Ben Johnson knows how he wants to use him. He's going to be that third and short guy. He's going to be that goal line guy. He's going to be getting into the end zone a bit. You saw a lot of Roschon Johnson today. He looked tough. Like, he looked like the Roschon Johnson you've been hearing about for 2+ years now. New regime and offense that fits better for him in terms of those particular packages. And I think a coaching staff that values having his profile the way that the last coaching staff did not.
I just flashed to Jamal Williams having like 15 one-yard touchdowns as a member of the Lions a few years back.
I think the number on Roschon Johnson right now is 3.5 touchdowns. He had 6 last year. So if you were thinking on a weird prop bet on the Bears, over touchdowns for Roschon Johnson might not be a bad one.
I mean, Jamal Williams, it felt like he had like 15 touchdowns and like 40 yards.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? This is straight up vulture activity. Like, for fantasy football or sports betting, straight up vulture activity when you're talking about what Roschon Johnson can end up being in Ben Johnson's offense. I mean, they are related. They're not.
By the way, I'd recommend to everybody to just Google Jamal Williams and see the first picture that pops up, his Saints promo picture. This man is insane.
Oh, I got to check this out.
Douche to it right now. That smile. He's an insane and hilarious individual.
Very emotional guy.
Yeah.
Remember the Hard Knocks with him and him bursting into tears when he was with the Lions, talking about like how important the game was to him and everything?
Just go ahead. Go ahead. Everybody Google Jamal Williams, wherever you are.
That's a great picture.
That's amazing.
Actually, all of the pictures of him are actually really great.
Every single one. Every single one's amazing.
Good for him. All right, so Emma, let's get back to the defense and Dennis Allen's impact on it and where guys fit.
Yeah, your question about Tyrique Stevenson, like, it's twofold to me. In theory, he seems like the perfect fit for this defense. We get to talk to Tyrique as well as Nashawn Wright about the style of defense. And Nashawn Wright's like, man, we get to get in these receivers' faces. Like, I think about Tyrique Stevenson as that man corner, and it seems like an ideal fit. But there's a lot with Tyrique Stevenson. We've seen plenty. You just can't get past the details of last year. Ben Johnson came in saying that Tyrique Stevenson has a clean slate, and every single one of these players does as well. One thing I've come to appreciate with Ben Johnson is just the way that he answers questions candidly. He'll talk about guys candidly. So I asked him today about Tyrique Stevenson. Here's his answer.
Well, I think he's an awesome person. I think that's what stands out first and foremost. He's got quite a personality. He's good to talk to. I think he works hard. He's sometimes he talks a little bit too much. And you got to tell him to be a little bit quiet. But he's a guy that you want on your side. He's, like I said, he understands this is a big year for him. It really is. Going into year three is kind of make it or break it for a lot of guys, and he understands that. I think he's approaching this the right way. The competition that we've had in that room has been really good for not only him but the rest of the guys, and I'm excited for the direction he's headed right now.
That guy lowers my Bears' blood pressure. That's what Ben Johnson does. I hear him talk. And it just sounds level. It sounds honest when he's talking about dudes like, yeah, Tyrique can talk too much. Okay, that's fine. All right. No big deal. Matt Eberflus had no idea how to deal with a personality like that.
But even on the other side of it, it's also him being like, buddy, better produce this year.
Absolutely.
It's a big year for him.
That's coaching, man. Let's go. What do you got? What do you got? Let's be honest about our pluses, our minuses, who we are as people. Let's go.
So Emma, do you think that Tyrique has gotten over what happened last year?
I'm not sure. I asked him a question and then a follow-up. You're going to hear both answers of that from Tyrique. Look, I don't think any Bears fan or anybody out there can think about the name Tyrique Stevenson without first going back to late October in Washington and that disastrous moment, that mental lapse that he had. And he's had a lot of good on tape, and there's a lot to really like, but there's been a lot of struggles. And when you hear Ben Johnson say make or break, like, you've seen the make, the interceptions, the play-making ability. You've seen the break. You've seen how he can break it. And I can't wrap my head around Tyrique Stevenson's season because it could really go one way or the other. But here's Tyrique Stevenson on looking in the back and now looking ahead.
Carry with me. I would just say keep my same aggression and my mentality when I'm in the game. Put behind me just pretty much anything that shows negative on my resume, pretty much. That come technique, that come game situations, that come with any little thing, not hustling, not showing effort that I need to in certain plays. So anything like that, I just want to put behind me.
Last season for you individually, I mean, is that something that drives you through this offseason? Is it drives you into this season? Or
myself, I drive myself every day. I'm my family. I'm the only son. I'm the big brother. So my life pretty much drives me every day. I don't use anything external to drive me because at the end of the day, that can die out. So my life, my story drives me every day.
That's interesting. It's relatable because, like, a lot of us are proud and need to feel confident to be good at our jobs, but you also got to try and be accountable for the stuff when you screw it up, and it can be hard to do. That's a young man trying to figure it out, to my ears.
It's interesting because, you know, I had someone say to me last week when I was up there that maybe he doesn't quite understand all of the elements of what went wrong last year. That he might understand that the waving to the crowd part was wrong, but not being out of position and then messing up what the play was and messing up Kevin Byard being like, I don't know if he's come to grips with all of that.
Like, he
yet
thinks he was just trying to make a play.
Yeah.
When the fact is he screwed up the whole team plan.
Yeah, that he looks, that he might look at it as, well, yeah, I was totally messing up with that thing. But then I came in and did like kind of this heroic thing and it just didn't work out.
The hero thing is as much of a problem as anything.
Correct.
Correct. Lawrence, you're exactly right. It was never really addressed to that detail last year. That was the downfall of Matt Eberflus's era, was never getting out in front of that, never holding a player accountable for an egregious mistake that cost them a game they should have been winning. And look, it's different now with Ben Johnson. He's going to hold players accountable. The perfect situation now for Tyrique Stevenson is having Deshaun Wright working up against him. And with Jalen Johnson out on the NFI list, they're working on opposite sides in that starting defense. But they're competing against each other. And Deshaun Wright comes from a system where he's been coached in Dallas by Al Harris. He's got the favor of this coaching staff, frankly. He's earned it. This is a guy that they sought out and coveted for their defensive fit. And he's somebody who works with what Dennis Allen wants to do. So I think Tyrique can understand the fact that that old staff that was protecting you last year, they're gone. This is a new staff you got to win over. You got past transgressions that are just – you can't wipe away at this point. You got to go prove it. And Ryan Poles believed in him a couple years ago, bring him in. But obviously, this is a kid who knows he's on the hot seat, and Ben Johnson isn't afraid to say it either.
Give me some more of that Ben Johnson serenity. That serenity now. Let me hear the coach.
It is great to have a Bears head coach who just answers questions directly and doesn't seem like he's trying to hide from this or that or just get out of a question as much as he can. Ben Johnson talked today about his philosophy with mistakes, and he was asked about the idea of this. The question was prefaced like, I know you want perfect. And he goes, look, well, here's Ben Johnson. Here in his own words, Ben Johnson on his philosophy with coaching mistakes.
Well, I just want to say it's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. So I know we want everything to be right in line every single time, but you know, a message to the unit is we're going to have mess ups, we're going to have mistakes, and I think the bad teams, they come on out there and you say, oh, we're just one off on this play, and then another guy takes his turn, we're one off on this play, and then you go to, and it just looks terrible. Where really the good teams, when they have mistakes, their buddies cover it up for them. So if a lineman happened to do the wrong, miss a block, then the back is going to make the guy miss and end up still springing a big run, you know, or protection breaks down and the quarterback can break the pocket and extend the play, and we can still have positive results. And so that's where, you know, you talk about the perfection part of it. I don't quite see it that way. I think we need to complement each other better, you know, as a unit right now. And so that's what we're learning from. And guys are still thinking a lot. They're not playing maybe as fast as they can. And over the course of camp, we'll see that play speed pick up.
So that makes sense to me, Lawrence, that, you know, there's still too much thinking going on. This is early in the process in that way.
It is. It's early in the process, and it's supposed to be that way a little bit. Trying to find, when we were talking with Ant yesterday, like that's what we were discussing up there, is the demarcation line of when is that still acceptable?
Yeah.
And when does it become something that you have to address, and how do you address it? And I don't know if anyone has the answer, but if anyone does have the answer, it would probably be Ben Johnson. So leaving him in charge of that is definitely a good thing. But I understand anyone that's sitting there going, man, this still looks robotic. This still looks a little bit clunky. How do we get to the point where it doesn't?
And look, when he talks about what bad teams do, like, he's not calling anybody out. But, man, I think back to last year and the last couple of years with the previous staff where these things weren't corrected the way they should have been. They weren't addressed in practice. Like, mistake would happen. They just reset the play. They focus on doing it right the next time rather than addressing what went wrong. These guys weren't coached with the level of discipline for a staff that preached a ton about discipline. It was not addressed the way it should have been in training camp. And you can say, well, it's just late July. It's August. It's not the season yet. Then you get into the season and you see the same mistakes over and over again. And the mistakes are natural right now. The sloppiness is to be expected. But when you get toward late August and this team is becoming more ready for week one, and certainly once you get into regular season games, like, you want to see this, the way that it was addressed, be taken care of, that it's gone. It's not a part of this team's lexicon anymore. And I think Ben Johnson, he's not calling out the last step. But you can read between the lines and understand there's a precedent there was not set before that's being said now.
So depth chart day is coming, right? There's a game this week. There's a joint practice with the Dolphins. So when is depth chart day, where you get to see exactly what and who they think belongs at the top?
Right now, about a minute ago, I just got the email. I've not been able to click into it yet.
Wow.
Ben Johnson was asked about the depth chart. And look, I'll preface this and he'll explain it as well. But These are often done by the PR staff. It's often done by somebody who's just going through what they see in practice, and it's not official. But Ben Johnson wants to address the idea of competition with his team. Here's Ben Johnson on what to expect with his depth chart.
Didn't write "or" on anything out there. I told the players that the training camp is about competition. We're trying to earn a right for the 53. We're trying to earn a role. Defensively, we don't know who's going to be up for certain packages going into week one. Offensively, there's a lot of battles going on. And so the message to the players was don't look too far into the depth chart, particularly at this point of the training camp.
Well, but if there's no "or," how do they not?
I like that there's no "or."
Me too, man. Me too. Go ahead. It's competition. Right, you want competition?
I have it.
Lawrence has it. All right. I have questions.
All right. So here is your depth chart. And remember, this is, you know, not official. It's unofficial depth chart.
Yeah, but it's from the Bears.
But it says it's unofficial. though it's from the Bears.
Okay.
They underlined unofficial.
They sure did, Emma. Your offensive line for the Bears.
You starting at left tackle? Let's go.
No, I'm going to torch you.
Come on.
I'm going to start at right tackle.
I know that's Darnell Wright.
Darnell Wright, Jonah Jackson, yeah. Drew Dahlman, Joe Thuney, and Braxton Jones.
Wow.
Two tight end set, by the way.
With Colston and Cole.
Yep. Roma Dunze opposite of DJ Moore. Your number one running back is DeAndre Swift. Your number two running back is Roschon Johnson. Your number three running back is Travis Homer.
Oh, boy.
Your number four running back is Ian Wheeler.
Wow.
Stud's going to owe me money.
You think Kyle Manunga's getting cut?
I think that seventh round, it wouldn't be a surprise if he got cut. He's a seventh round pick.
Lawrence, the Rutgers kid on the Chiefs was also a seventh-round pick.
I understand that.
What's his name?
Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, Pacheco.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Manunga.
I'm all in for Kyle Manunga, yes.
Here's
the cream of the Rutgers team.
Here's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sure that no one gets their heart broken if he gets cut. Just knowing that seventh-round running backs get cut.
You've been preparing me for this subtly throughout the day, and I haven't wanted to buy it. Now the depth chart is making me think about it. Okay.
It is unofficial, though. Would you like to know who the backup quarterback is?
I would very much. They have 1, 2, and 3 on the backup quarterbacks?
They go all the way to 4.
Okay.
Tyson Bagent is the backup quarterback. Case Keenum is, and that's what we were talking about during the break,
yes.
You and I.
Case Keenum is the 3.
And Austin Reed is your number 4.
Okay.
Any other questions?
They have 2 linebackers listed or 3?
Oh, you know what? Let me go back to something. The number 2 left tackle is Ozzie Trapillo.
Okay.
The number 3 left tackle is someone named Joshua Miles.
It's not Karan Amagaji.
Karan Amagaji is the backup at right tackle.
Okay.
With someone named Theo Benedict as the backup at the number 3 guy at right tackle.
He was here. All right. So that's interesting. So Ozzie's the swing, essentially.
For now.
Sort of, yeah.
I still think that he's going to be given a chance. All right. You wanted to know about the defense.
Yes.
Okay. They don't have the Mike Sam Will designation. They just have linebacker.
And they only have 2?
And they only have 2.
Okay.
TJ Edwards and Tremaine. Edmonds, obviously.
That's awesome. So that means that Kyler Gordon is listed as a starter.
Here's what's really interesting about this, and I love this because this is similar to the ATH designation. Kyler Gordon is listed as DB. Not S.
That's excellent.
Not CB.
That's excellent.
As DB.
And he's not listed as nickel. He's just DB. They're going to use him all over.
They have Jalen Johnson listed as the number 1, but obviously he's on NFI, so it's parenthetical, with Tyreek Stevenson being the second corner.
Okay, who's the other corner? They have who's behind Jalen if it's parenthetical?
Nashawn Wright.
Okay.
Which is what Emma has been trying to explain to us here, that, you know, you might want to do something. Then Terrell Smith is behind Tyreek Stevenson. Is anything else you guys want to know from the depth chart?
I don't think so. Byard and Brisker as your number one safeties.
Yep.
Jonathan Owens is one of those backups?
Yeah, Jonathan Owens is the backup for Byard. Listed here on the depth chart. Isn't this in compelling radio?
It actually is. I think if you're a Bears fan out there, go ahead and text us at 312-644-6767. Kyle Manunga is your 5th running back?
Yeah.
He's your fifth running back. That's a message sent, at the very least.
Well, I mean, he didn't have a great day Sunday, right? Emma, wasn't there? He missed an assignment on Sunday, and if you're a seventh-round running back, you can't miss assignments.
He just hasn't really flashed so far in camp. I've not seen anything that says this kid's really going to be part of this mix. It's all kind of potential and thoughts of what he could be, but, yeah, they want to see it. The staff wants to see it from him.
Wow, and Ian Wheeler. I'm interested to see if Ian Wheeler's getting a real shot.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see that what happens in the game. And maybe Manungai is one of those guys where the lights come on. He's more special than he is in practice. But if you're going to be a seventh-round pick,
you got to be special in practice.
You got to do all the things. Emma, great job with the Bears hit today, sir.
Nuggets, tidbits?
Couple quick nuggets. Yeah, I'll keep them quick here. Segueing off that, Bears are still determining whether or not to play their starters in Sunday's game. My guess, by the way, today's practice win is they probably will hold them back a little bit. I think they got a lot of what they want out of today, in addition to Friday with the joint practice with the Dolphins. Ben Johnson's going to speak with Mike McDaniel tonight to really finalize that plan. Cole Kmet left practice with an apparent injury. It was not quite clear what it was. Doug Kramer limped off as well after getting his leg rolled up. Play of the day came from Caleb Williams on a deep touchdown pass, the deepest we've seen so far, to Rome Odunze down the left sidelines. That was the highlight of the day.
Thank you, Chris. Great job today, buddy.
Outstanding work. Chris Emma with our Bears report. When we come back, Spiegs wants to get back talking about the Cubs, and I think he's right to do so. And we need to discuss how special your manager needs to be right damn now.
Yeah, and we've got a fourth position for Willie Castro tonight. Who sits so Willie can play? We'll talk about that, too.
Next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
We will get to them in just a second. We'll give you the lineup for tonight's game. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys No Rain, No Flowers tour with special guest Gary Clark Jr. September 3rd, Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island in the City Beautiful. Tickets are available at LiveNation.com. Be caller number 6 right now to 312-540-0670. And you're going to go check out the Black Keys and Gary Clark Jr.
Lawrence, it's a right-handed pitcher for the Reds tonight, Zach Littell, against Shota Imanaga in what should be an absolutely gorgeous evening at the ballpark.
Can we breathe the air tonight? I haven't checked on the air quality yet.
We're not in Canada. We're close, though.
Well,
I mean, you got no choice.
We did have that thing last week where we had the worst reported air and there was some, we're in the moderate zone. We're 98 today.
So against the righty Zach Littell, here's the Cubs lineup. Michael Busch at first base, leading off. Ian Happ in the two hole.
Interesting.
Switch hitting Ian Happ against the righty Littell in the two hole. Kyle Tucker in the three hole as a designated hitter. Pete Crow Armstrong hits fourth and plays center. Willie Castro plays right field.
Wait, so how many positions is that since he's been here?
Four. Four games played, four positions. And Willie Castro in right field, Kyle Tucker the DH, means Seiya Suzuki is getting the night off. After that, it's Nico Horner at second. Dansby in the seven hole, Reese McGuire eight, and Matt Shaw in the nine hole. So lefty switch, lefty, lefty switch. Right off the top.
That's a good lyric.
What's that?
Lefty switch.
Lefty switch.
That'd be a good trap record.
Always dropping bars. Just constantly.
That's what they say about you.
Yeah. About me and about Council. You said Council was dropping bars the other day.
He did drop a bar on us
last
week.
Pressure's on Craig Council. Today was picture day. Today they took a picture of the whole team because this is the team. The deadline has come. The deadline is gone. There is no waiver deadline. And as constructed right now, the Cubs are going to have to fight for their life the rest of the way. And there are some things for Craig to figure out.
Like?
Well, who sits when he uses Willie Castro? That's a big one. And what does he do with those days off? Pete Crow Armstrong got the day off last night. And Seiya Suzuki gets the day off. So it's kind of a mental rest day for those guys. So That's one thing that is a big deal. How about who in the bullpen is the highest leverage lefty? Is it Taylor Rogers, the new guy? Should you trust him more than Caleb Thielbar, who's given up runs his last two times? Is Drew Pomerantz now third? Remember when Pomerantz hadn't given up a run in his first 18? So who's the guy that you trust the most of those lefties? How about Andrew Kittredge or Ryan Brazier? Which one of those guys do you trust the most in that bullpen? I lean towards the new guys myself. Does he lean this quickly towards those new guys? We know it's Palencia as his number one closer. We know it's Brad Keller as his number one setup man, all things being equal from the right side. But then the questions after that and how the bullpen slots is a big, big deal. And then, of course, the starter choice when Jameson Taillon comes back, hopefully next week. Does he put Ben Brown in the bullpen, which he chose to do before yesterday? But
Ben Brown was so damn good yesterday.
So does he get tempted again and go back down the Ben Brown as a starter route next time?
I felt like I know that it was one of those things where you're not expecting to pitch maybe that much that early in a game, and it really felt like you were watching a guy not think yesterday. Just pitch.
Just go.
Just go pitch. You got great stuff. Man. Just go pitch.
God, it's so weird because when he was real good against the White Sox on the South side, Ron Coomer was saying, hey, I think the fact that they started him and they didn't use an opener and then go to him was a little more normalcy. So they're trying to figure out what they have to do. fit, and they keep changing it up. But I'll say this about Council: in-game moves, extreme scrutiny right now. Let's go. Surprised PCA didn't run last night after he got hit and you had the gift of Pete Crow Armstrong as a leadoff base runner. Last 30 days, we know the power's been down. They're 19th in homers. Last 30 days, they're 18th in stolen bases. What happened to the aggressive base running that was a hallmark of this team?
I think that we'll maybe see some of that. But, I mean, you do have to get on base first.
Yes, you do.
The three hits thing.
Yes, you do. And so it's all situational. It's tough to gauge just by stolen bases. I like to look at the Baseball Savant leaderboard for extra bases taken as a team. And they consolidate all this into one metric called runner runs. The Brewers are the best team base runners in baseball.
I'm shocked by that.
The Tigers are the second.
I'm shocked by that.
The Cubs, as of right now, are the 19th best.
I'm a little shocked by that,
actually. I am quite shocked by that. And that number was much higher earlier in the year. So they've gotten a little bit less aggressive. And I think he needs to get the wheels in motion. The homers aren't there right now, at least. Does he sit around and wait for the three-run homer, Earl Weaver? It's been working for most of the year, but it's not working now. So will we see some more hit and run? I say yes. Give me some hit and runs. Give me some stolen bases starting right now. I agree. And give me some ITC.
Inside the clubhouse, so the kids are calling it.
Thank you.
This is a weird thing, and when you brought this up, that I started thinking about.
Okay.
Jed has put more pressure on his manager.
Without a doubt.
Because of what didn't happen at the deadline. So, like, the scrutiny, obviously there'll be overarching scrutiny on Jed and ownership. But now, if you're a Cub fan, and you're right, like, let's see that $8 million per from the manager. The manager now has to, in a way, overcome the organization to get the team to where they want to go.
$8 million a year. You're supposed to be really good at this.
One of the best.
Jed's teams have petered out in recent years, late in the year. You're supposed to be the manager that changes that. So you got another 83-79 in you? I don't think so. I think they'll be a lot better than that.
No, I'm the same way that I think bust is off the table for Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I also think not making the playoffs is off the table for the Cubs.
I think that's probably true when you look at the standings. The team they have to fear in that regard, if we're going to get down towards the bottom of the wild card,
is this one that they're playing tonight?
Correct.
They're scary. Oh, Ohtani. Remember that thing I asked for?
Ohtani or Ohtani?
We should actually start calling him that.
Ohtani.
Chris Ohtani Hill. This is what Gordon Whittenmeyer told us yesterday about Tito and what Tito does to teams in the second half of seasons.
You know, at this point in his career, he walked in kind of the way Lou Piniella did here, to a lesser extent, maybe Joe Maddon did, where he gets the players in the clubhouse immediately, he gets their attention, right, because of everything that he's accomplished. Now, that said, that you're right. Like he's got method to his madness, and his madness isn't anything like Joe Maddon's madness. But, like, he's got some really good methods with, like, all the great managers. He assesses what he's got, right? So his first-year teams, I did a story on this. You talk about the Tito bump. His first-year teams are more than 100. It's like 150 percentage points better post-All-Star break than pre-All-Star break. And that includes, they got a bump in 2004 when he inherited that Red Sox team that already was a playoff. It was already a pennant contender. It was already a juggernaut team. And he got a second half bump out of that team. In Philly, when he had a horrible team, they were like 40 games under 500 the first half. They were 10, 12, 14 games over in the second half. It's crazy how good his teams get in the second half, especially in that first year as he gets to know his teams later in the season.
Man, that's good stuff. I'm glad it struck you like that and you brought it back. And we'll remember that if we see these Reds go on a run and force their way in, which is entirely possible.
Hopefully that continues when they leave here, because you would hate for it to continue tonight and tomorrow afternoon. because that would be bad. Because the Brewers don't lose.
The Brewers don't lose. The Brewers.
They're like Parker Lewis.
Oh, that's nice. You know what? You know what they have? You know what they are? They're National League Tampa Bay. That's what the Brewers are. They have built themselves an efficient organization that knows how to create depth and create excellence and then trade for stuff and turn it into gold. They are National League Tampa Bay.
What did we decide for the next segment? Is it Alex's trip to the playpen?
No. We'll just keep teasing that in perpetuity, and we'll build it up in our minds like how awesome his experience in the playpen was. But no, Speak's got some plans tonight.
What new movie?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What new movie am I extremely excited to take the boy to tonight?
Fantastic Four.
That's one of the options. Got a lot of options. Listeners, what do you think it is? What new movie am I extremely excited to take the boy to tonight? You'll find out the answer after this.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Associate producer, any thoughts, anything, any concerns so far?
No, not particularly.
All right, good. Thanks so much. Dynamite drop in. Here we go. We're off and running. What a jerk. That host is a jerk. Kid's 12 years old.
Busting his chops.
I guess 13 at that time.
High five.
Yes, Lawrence. Got options. Fantastic Four. Have you seen it? Is it good? Is it worthwhile?
It's really good.
Not gone. Superman.
It's really good.
A super dog? Who?
There's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog?
I've heard that's good.
The Green Lantern?
That movie's terrible. But the new series that's getting ready to come out is tremendous.
But I'm not taking Ruben to see any of those movies. We're going to go see the reboot of The Naked Gun tonight, baby. Let's go! Come on!
So wait, has he seen Naked Gun and Naked Gun 2.5?
He's seen the baseball one. This is Naked Gun 2.5, right? Is the first one the naked guy?
That's the
guy.
First one.
Yeah. He's seen that one. Absolutely loved it.
I must kill the queen.
He's seen Top Secret.
I cannot go to a baseball game without referencing the scene in Naked Gun. Yeah.
Right. I can't look at a broadcast booth without
That's Enrico Palazzo.
I can't eat an entire cake at a baseball game without referencing George Kennedy.
I can't see a double murderer get trapped on a wharf.
You think they're going to tribute him? They can pay tribute in the new one?
Oh, they are. It's they in are. One of the trailers.
There's an OJ thing. There's an OJ homage in there. Let's go, man. I'm expecting 8 to 15 jokes every 60 seconds. So you don't have time to think about if one missed while the next three are coming at you.
Got to keep throwing them at you. I also, I'm kind of with everyone else that seems to be very happy for Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson.
They look adorable.
They're like having the time of their lives.
I was reading, Andy Cohen from Watch What Happens on Bravo, was apparently really good friends with Natasha Richardson, who is Liam Neeson's ex, who died in a skiing accident. And like, he's thrilled for Liam Neeson. He's like the people who loved his late wife are thrilled for Liam that he's having this moment with Pamela Anderson.
I love that they're both having this. It's great. And Pam is doing kind of the little bit more of a natural look thing lately. And people seem to be good with that. And she seems to be loving life and enjoying herself. So good for her.
So yeah, I mean, so Frank Drebin goes from Leslie Nielsen to Liam Neeson. And then Priscilla Presley's part becomes Pamela Anderson. Texture says that movie's going to suck, Speaks. You shut up! You shut your dirty mouth! It's got 90 on Rotten Tomatoes. 90 tomatoes.
I watched Happy Gilmore 2 this weekend.
Ooh, how'd that go?
It did exactly what it was supposed to do. It was all about fan service and paying off references and meeting, like seeing all of your favorite people from Happy Gilmore.
That's like,
I thought they nailed it.
Top Gun nailed it in the same way, right?
Well, not in the same way. Like, they do it in a really goofy way, and there's not enough Julie Bowen, but it was, I was like, I laughed out loud a few times inside of the movie, and that's all I was looking for. And Adam Sandler seems like he's that dude, and everyone seems to like working with him. And it was just fun. And it was okay for it to just be fun.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, hopefully this is like that. Actually, I read a review of The Naked Gun from the New York Times that was like, it made me go like, oh, man, it's good. It's like, it was just fun. Just get some laughs. We could use some laughs in the world. To the texture who says, didn't Speaks have to watch the Cubs game tonight? The Lord invented the DVR.
Well,
and MLB TV.
Well, on top of that, there'll be two games before we get on the air again.
That's so absolutely correct.
So if one were to go out, this would be the night for an afternoon show host to go out.
And I can catch up, but thank you for your concern.
That's right, folks. Speaks is finally acknowledging that not all these games are important.
But they are.
Especially after that whole screed about watching Council up close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex, you let me know if Council does anything of interest tonight, okay? I'll be busy watching The Naked Gun.
So wait, which one am I giving away, Alex?
Cubs on deck.
Cubs
your guys
on deck.
Event at
yeah,
Brickhouse.
We're going to be at the Budweiser Brickhouse at Wrigley, and we're going to show swap with Middays. We're going to be on from 10 until 2 on August 19th.
That's kinky.
And Brickhouse is, and we don't kink shame here.
Sure don't.
And the Brickhouse is great. The pizza is unbelievable. Their chicken strips are unreal. So you should come out. If you are caller 6 to 312-540-0670, we're going to hook you all the way up for Cubs on Deck, which is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. And the reason that we're doing the show swap is because Nico Horner is going to join us for the entire noon hour there at Brickhouse. It's going to be an absolute blast.
That is just awesome. Nico's the best. He was great again today. And, you know, that's going to be so cool to get a chance to do an hour. Thank you to Layla and Marshall for doing the show swap.
Yeah, we appreciate them for sure. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show our show every single day. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow after Cubs baseball. We will see you then, y'all.
In any event, that's it for today. Take care.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.